If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Fran, that man is so right. It's madness letting people in from other countries. Cases are rising, and I pray the vaccines will kill this virus. And that's in from Mary. And Mary goes on to compliment the show as well. Thanks very much for that, Mary. Brilliant interview by Kieran Hickey. Full of common sense. Well done to him, says M. Joan was on to us to say how hard it is to hear that story from Seamus. That's Seamus Troy, who spoke to us about his attack in Cork City earlier on in the programme. She said, absolutely heartbreaking. And what a life that poor man has to live. The torment of it, always there. We're thinking of you, Seamus, and we pray for strength that you will keep going, it says here. And now, lymphedema is a long-term chronic swelling caused by a build-up of fluid in the body's tissues. And I'm glad to be joined now by lymphedema therapist Monica Conway of the BioHealth Centre in Clonmel. Monica, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Good to talk to you. Tomorrow is International Lymphedema Awareness Day. What exactly is it, Monica?
Well, lymphedema is a build-up of fluid, as you just said, in the tissues, and it's caused by malfunction of the lymphatic system. So our lymphatic system is a network of little vessels that take the fluid from the tissues back up through the abdomen and into the bloodstream at the neck. So on a daily basis, you drain about 3 litres of clear fluid into your bloodstream either side of your neck.
Wow. Now, when there's a problem with that and when that's inhibited in some way, then what happens to us?
Okay, so there's two reasons that it could be inhibited. One is primary lymphedema, which is when you're born with it. So you can have newborn babies born with swollen limbs, mm-hmm. and usually it's a genetic condition. And then there's the second type of primary. There's three types of primary lymphedema. The second type then is your teenager, maybe 18, 19-year-old that plays sports, twist their ankle, and the limb swells up, which is normal process. But the problem is that when it swells up, the lymphatic system may stop working at that point because it's been struggling mm-hmm. to work the whole way through. And then the swelling doesn't go down. And then the third type of primary lymphedema is when it's in the older age group, so between 30 and around 30 years of age, and that's another genetic type. And then there's secondary lymphedema, mm-hmm. which is the one that I really would like to emphasize today, and that's the one that can be as a result of surgery or treatment, particularly for cancer treatment. So when they've had surgery, they take away some of the lymph nodes, as you probably know, Fran. Mm-hmm, you've heard yeah. people saying, you know, sure. they had the lymph nodes yeah. taken away.
And it is very much part of the body's immune system. That's what I'm told, Monica.
It has a huge part to play in the immune system. It's basically the lymphatic system consists of your tonsils, your thymus gland, your spleen, and the bone marrow. Mm. And what happens is when you get an infection, your lymphocytes produce, your killer cells, mm-hmm. your antibodies, and then after a while, your antibodies go down, but your T cell, memory T cells, kick in, and they sit in the background. So if you get exposed to the same infection again, mm-hmm. your the message is sent to your through your lymphatic system to your T cells, which then reproduce. Mm. So they reproduce more cells then, which actually fights the infection. So it's your first defense for fighting infection.
Is it genetic in any way? Does it flow in families?
What's the problems with it?
Well, no, just lymphedema in general. I mean, is it possible that it goes down through generations?
It can do with the primary type, which is the genetic form.
Right, okay.
Yes, with the genetic form. It can be, but sometimes it just appears and we don't know why. Genetic profiling is done and you still don't know, you know, the reason why. It's just a genetic defect
right.
in one of the chromosomes.
Is this completely different now than when you notice a swelling in the lymph nodes that would point towards cancer? Is that a completely different situation?
Yes. Well, right. your lymph nodes will swell up when you get an infection or right. for various reasons. So it's the body's way of fighting infection. So what the lymph nodes do is they hold the infection or foreign body within the lymph node, and then your T cells that I mentioned earlier and your B cells, they come to that area, the macrophages, and they fight the infection within the lymph node.
Mm.
So if we didn't have our lymph nodes working properly, that infection would go through your bloodstream and it would enter your bloodstream and you would end up possibly with septicemia.
Right, so this is very serious indeed. What can we do about this then, Monica?
About infection?
Well, just about lymphedema in general. How do you treat it, for example?
Okay, well, I'll tell you, just before I go on to that, the infection side of it obviously has to be treated with antibiotics. And, mm-hmm. and that the infection that's most common with lymphedema is a condition called cellulitis.
Mm-hmm.
And you've probably heard of people getting cellulitis.
Sure.
This is a very serious infection. And if it gets to the bloodstream, you can end up with septicemia.
Mm-hmm.
So a long course of antibiotics for 14 days is required. And specific antibiotics because it's a specific bacteria that causes the infection.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important that people get to their doctor straight away if they notice redness in the skin. And they will also have a high temperature and they'll have flu-like symptoms.
Mm.
But going back to secondary lymphedema, which is really what I want to talk about today, that's where you have people that go for surgery
mm-hmm.
And their lymphatic system has been damaged. Because they have to cut through the lymph node to take it out, to examine it, to see if the cancer has spread to there. So when it's like a roadway. So when you cut that lymph node out, you close that road. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the lymph then struggles to get through and it goes through little back roads, as we call it,
mm-hmm.
to get back up to the bloodstream at the neck. So what can happen is, you know, you could have cancer. The majority of the people I see, believe it or not, are leg edemas.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be as a result of prostate cancer, can be cervical cancer, any type of cancer in the lower abdomen where they've had surgery and lymph nodes removed. And then, of course, the other type is breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get a swollen arm. So they get a swollen arm with the breast cancer. But what we want to do today is to emphasize that we want to prevent it happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give some information on how to prevent it developing.
Right. So how can we do that then?
Okay. One of the main things is to look after yourself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what the first thing is to identifying patients at risk. So patients that have had lymph nodes removed need to be mindful of certain things. So for instance, exercise is one of the key things. Because often people stop doing their exercises 6 weeks or 8 weeks post-op. And you need to do the stretching to keep all the tissues moving.
Right.
And by keeping the tissues moving, you will allow, you know, hopefully reduce the risk of developing lymphedema.
Mm-hmm.
So then the other thing is having a healthy diet and overweight as well is a problem. People that have excess weight have a higher risk of developing lymphedema.
Mm.
So exercises like yoga, Pilates, swimming is an excellent one. Walking, of course, for the legs,
mm-hmm.
because the lymphatic system doesn't have a heart like the vascular system, so it depends on the muscles pumping to move the fluid
right,
along.
So they have to be in good shape, obviously. Diet, I guess, is very important as well, Monica.
Diet is very important,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. So things then that they need to look out for is, like, for instance, if they cut their finger
mm-hmm.
to make sure, or a toe, or they have an injury, to make sure that they look after it, clean it, and put a dressing on it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that they should really, you know, if they're having difficulty cutting their nails, that they should attend a sharpist regularly. Avoiding the skin being dry, moisturizing is part of our what we call the four pillars of mm-hmm. care. So skin care is really important, and using a good moisturizing cream, and preferably one not from a tub, because if they use one from a tub, they're putting their hand into it every day.
Of course, so it could be infected in some way. Yes, I
absolutely.
See.
Then you'll bring the infection back to the skin the next day.
All right, Monica. So, I must leave it there as we're out of time. But is there a website that people can go to about this and find out a little more?
They can go on. We've got a couple of networks in Ireland. We've got MLD Ireland, MLD, which is Manual Lymph Drainage Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
They'll find some information on there. And then the other website, which is an organisation that I'm involved in, is the National Lymphedema Framework of Ireland,
mm-hmm.
NLF Ireland. Very good. Or .com, I can't remember which, and they'll get information there.
All right, and Doc will have all of those contacts as well. Monica, thank you for your time and good morning to you. That's Monica Conway of BioHealth Centre in Clonmel, speaking to us about lymphedema, because tomorrow is International Lymphedema Awareness Day. News and information is on the way.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.